I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Danielle McCartney, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Good Sunday, fun day, afternoon, New York sports fans. My name is Danielle McCartney, and today, let's call this Danielle at dinner time. I am the super utility around here. Take pride in that. I'll be taking all your calls coming up very soon. And, of course, we'll be talking all things New York sports until 7:20 p.m. in New York City and beyond. So whatever you're doing at the moment, I appreciate you tuning into my show right now and throughout the next, this is a sprint, hour and 20 minutes, whether that be on your car radio, streaming from WFAN.com, or on the free Odyssey app. And of course, we're here in the Big Apple. And Connor Green and I are coming to you live from the Mike Francesa studio here in Lower Manhattan. So go ahead, 877-337-6666. And before we really get going today, I wanted to wish TJ, my brother, a very happy birthday, April 7th. He actually went to the Yankee game today. So he should be on his way back as we speak. So happy birthday, TJ, and you might be on your way back, too. We sit here on the 7th of April, 2024, which is my first time back on our airwaves since the middle of spring training. We've got two New York baseball teams trending, I think. I know the Mets won today, but overall, I think in two different directions. The Yankees, even with Aaron Judge, just now starting to find his swing. The Yankees. With Giancarlo Stanton now starting to find his two home runs in two games in that grand salami today. Anthony Rizzo cracked his first home run of the year last night. As we sit here right now, the Yankees are tied with the Pirates atop the Major League Baseball league-wide standings. And you can't leave out Soto and, of course, Anthony Volpe, where are you now, you that called me and said they should send him back down last year? Where are you now? Well, and, you know, the Mets won today. There's this fallacy that in a league without a traditional salary cap, that money wins championships. Well, this isn't true. You need to, yeah, it helps, but you need to have the right people in charge. And listen, Steve Cohen absolutely believed that he can come in, sign some blank checks, and win it all. And remember when he had his first introductory press conference, we're going to win the World Series in 3 to 5 years. Remember that's what he said? That proclamation? Well, this is season number four. And about that declaration, just a few days ago, he told John Heyman and Joel Sherman on their podcast called The Show, he said, quote, "You start to realize so many things can happen. A lot of great clubs won their division year after year, but didn't win the World Series as quickly as you can imagine. You need a little luck, you need to be healthy, and you need to have things fall your way." Well, maybe all of that, but you also need the right people in charge to win the World Series. Most specific, the general manager. And unfortunately for Steve Cohen, he hasn't gotten that part right. I point to how Cohen hired Billy Inepler, whose reckless blank checks to these senior pitchers, especially, and compounded by the way too fast of a trigger finger on both of them. Theoretically, I do that in air quotes here, theoretically here in the studio, handcuffed the spending this season because of the tax penalties. Billy Inepler, who could not find a designated hitter other than the base-clogging career 220, Daniel Vogelbach to save his job. And that's not an exaggeration because neither of them are here anymore. Okay, another pivot. Cohen hired small market Stearns, who entered this season with a need to improve the starting pitching rotation and to find that designated hitter, that white whale of a designated hitter, right? Again, with the richest owner in all of baseball. And the result was coming away with, in this free agency, not Blake Snell, not Jordan Montgomery, not Yoshinobu Yamamoto, not Imanaga, not Clevinger, who just, oh, by the way, signed a one-year, $3 million deal with the White Sox just 3 days ago. I mean, that certainly fits small market Stern's budget. Nope. None of those. Sturm's opted for Sean Manea, who has been good. Then he brought in career ERA of 4, Adrian Hauser, and can never stay on the mound, Luis Severino. Then small market Stern signed the glaringly obvious, at least on my show, for almost 3 full seasons, J.D. Martinez so late, and maybe, you know, there's a little bit of Boris involved in that too, but J.D. Martinez has really just started swinging with not the New York Mets, the Port St. Lucie Mets. It's April 7th, and I want to be wrong about Stearns, but as of right now, he's proving me right. I mean, are you actually surprised with how woefully bad and underperforming this Mets team is at the moment? And I know they won today. But there was a 3-run home run that missed the left field foul pole by about 12 inches that this game could have ended very differently. I'm not surprised. In fact, I am on the record. I expected this. The Mets right now today are in the bottom quarter, the bottom fourth of the major league standings. You contrast that with the Yankees, who throughout my entire life, the George Steinbrenner era, right? The Yankees were always that team who went out and spent the money for the superstars, who went out and spent and got these big guys to come in. I think of that one season, that one-off season, going into 2009. Remember Teixeira, Burnett, and Sabathia? Oh, my God. You know, it's 2024, though, and the league, and the Yankees have figured this out, the league doesn't exactly work like that anymore. The Yankees, after years of being that team, have figured it out. Again, you need the right people in charge to win championships. It is time to exonerate Brian Cashman. As for the GM of the Yankees, of course, like a Charmander directly to a Charizard from the embers of last season's missed the postseason altogether disaster. Brian Cashman evolved. He is in his Charizard era. But I guess missing the postseason and finishing second to last only to a loathfully terrible, awful, no good, very bad Red Sox team, I guess that's what did it to him. And I will be the first to admit, I sat here in this exact chair, in this exact studio, December 2022, and I did not want the Yankees to renew the contract of Brian Cashman. But do you remember? I said, unless, this is, I almost want to say this is a direct quote, but it's close. Unless a seismic, cataclysmic shift in how he constructs this Yankees offense occurs. Go back to the tape on that date. Well. A 4.8 on the seismograph and a 4.0 aftershock later in my part of Jersey, it's here. Brian Cashman's New York Yankees lineup this season finally looks built to as it is currently constructed, do I dare say it? Do I? Win it all. Yeah, I said it. It looks like a team that might win it all. And I know we are just 0.6% of the way into this season. I completely get it. You don't need to explain to me on the phones or on social media. I get it. My point, and listen carefully, my point is this. The Yankees, going into today's game, because the stats didn't update yet, but going into today's game, the Yankees are at the top of the league in categories that they have never sniffed in recent years. Pitches per plate appearance, second. Base on balls, fourth. On base percentage, ninth. And most important, they are under league average in strikeout percentage. Just, they had on the Yes Network pregame show today, the important, and Aaron Judge talking about the importance, the video of him talking about the importance of Juan Soto and the amount of pitches he sees, that Judge can get a feel for what their throw, the arsenal that the opposing pitchers are throwing at them. Did we not talk about that here? We talked about it in July of 2022, I believe it was, 2022. When I sat in this studio in that chair, because the screen wasn't working, and I said Juan Soto is a game changer for the Yankees. They should go out and get him. And of course, yeah, there's Birdie, there's Verdugo, but Juan Soto, the biggest contributor to this. Last night, when I was there, I mean, by the way, he reached base four times. Okay, this guy has been nothing but exactly what the Yankees needed. Last night, case in point, first inning. Soto draws a 7-pitch walk. Then Judge, batting third. Finally, they have dropped him in the order. Something else I've been begging for. Soto walks on 7 pitches. Judge unleashes a two-run bomb directly there. I said to my dad and I were there. I said, Soto's going to walk here. He walked. And I said, Judge is hitting a home run. Boom, 2 pitches later, I looked at him and I was like, I told you so. This is the formula for sustained winning deep into the fall. Welcome back, Yankees universe. This is not the 3-outcome exit velocity formula that has failed year after year after year in the Bronx. And by the way, going into today's game, because the stats haven't updated yet, the Yankees are, by the way, 6 teams below league average in exit velocity, by the way. Okay, this team is built different. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Finally, I mean, look at the Houston Astros series. Starting the season off in Houston against the Astros, who have had the Yankees number for how many years now? Since the trash can banging era. Yankees went in there and said, light work, swept the Houston Astros without Gerrit Cole. And here is where they are right now, tied with the Pirates atop Major League Baseball standings. This team, I'm telling you, it is built different. It is time to exonerate Brian Cashman. He has finally evolved. And the Yankees are better for it. You're seeing it every single day. This is going to be a fun season. And last night, man, if that's any indication that being in that Saturday night postseason-like atmosphere at Yankee Stadium with 4 layers on top, 2 on the bottom, it was cold. It felt, it sounded like October baseball, to be quite honest with you. Last night told me so. This team, I'm telling you, of course they're not going like 162 and or whatever the math is, 160 and 2, okay? There's going to be some ebbs and flows to this season. But as it is constructed right now with everybody healthy, playing, I'm talking about the lineup, this team looks good. This team looks really, really good. And Brian Cashman, you deserve the kudos. You evolved with the league. Let it go. Yankees fans, let it go. 877-337-6666. Let's kick this right off. The first to call in was Bob in Oceanport. So, Bob, that makes you the leadoff caller of the day. What do you got for us?
How you doing, Danielle? You're fantastic.
Thank you.
You're great. I was talking to Keith the other night, but I can hear it in your voice how passionate you are as a Yankee fan. And I had Keith laughing because I told him that I go back as far as Ron Bloomberg, and he was laughing.
Well, I don't know why that's funny, because Ron Bloomberg, I mean, the guy's the first designated hitter ever.
Yeah, I'm going to close my door. I'm actually like in a nice little park in beautiful Oceanport, New Jersey. But I'm a diehard Yankee fan like you, and I can hear it in your voice. I wanted to ask you, do you really think the Yankees have the team? I mean, I know it's early, and John Sterling was joking about the Yankees being an 800 team, because I don't know if you heard him last night, but he made a joke about that. Him and Susan Walton, and John always like quirks about, you know, the Yankees. But if they realistically, this team has the formula, like you said, but I don't want to jinx it.
I know.
But do they have the Scott Brosius? Do they have the Tinos? Do they have the Bernies? Do they have the Paul O'Neills? You know, do they have the Dave Justice, the Cecil Fielder?
Yes, Bob, know, let's go bench? Let's go down the whole roster of the whole World Series winning teams. Yep, do they have him? Check, check, check. I mean, look, Verdugo hits for average. He's a gap-to-gap hitter. He hasn't even gotten going yet. Imagine what this – see, that's the beauty of this roster, this lineup. Like, when one guy's slumping – It doesn't, like, other guys can cover for him. That hasn't happened in years past. Judge, he hit 125 in that Astros series. You wouldn't know it unless you actually really looked for it, because Soto hit over 500 in that series. Verdugo hasn't really hit yet. He's under league average from where he's supposed to be at this point in the season, but you wouldn't really know it. That's the mark of a good team. Guys stepping up in at different times. So that if Judge is sliding, Soto has his back. Verdugo sliding, Stanton steps up. Rizzo's getting hot. I mean, that's the mark of a good lineup. Doesn't need to be everybody. In years past, it had to have been everybody's clicking on the same cylinder all together. Like, all right, everybody's on, Yankees win. One or two are off, Yankees lose. Here it's like, well, if this guy's off, this guy steps up. That is the mark of a championship-winning roster. Lineup, I should say. Now, the pitching, that's separate. We could talk about that separately. But the lineup at this point, we talked about the last time I was here. This lineup can slug the Yankees, you know, because coming out of spring training, the batters are always ahead of the pitchers, right? Always. So this, if Cole, who's expected to throw either tomorrow or the day after, that as reported this morning, as Boone said in his press conference, if this team could slug till about, I don't know, Memorial Day. Could slug them to about Memorial Day. I mean, I can't. Like, last night it was special. Like, you're sitting or and you're looking around at that stadium. The excitement and the feeling is just inexplicably different. Just different. Let's go to Mike in the Bronx. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Daniel. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. I like to talk about Brian Cashman. Before I do, I want to talk about the disgrace of a game today. So the first inning, the disgrace of a call on Gleyber Torres with
Mr.
So,
you know,
you could see all the pitchers and players that you don't even know what's going on with the strike zone.
So
that full balk in the ninth inning. You know, Angel Hernandez was in a filing in court. The MLB says the guy sucks. The judge agrees with him. That was 3 years ago. He's still working.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to do to get fired in the MLB umpire?
I mean, I don't know, Mike. That seems like a Supreme Court justice job. I mean, it's your or the Pope. It's yours until you don't want it anymore, right? I mean, Angel Hernandez, when you have an entire stadium full of people chanting your name with derogatory things after it, I mean, at what point are you like, man, I don't need this anymore? See, that's why, and I'm going to keep pounding the drum here, if that's the right expression. I can never get them right. But I'm going to keep pounding the drum. And I want to have, just like Boone and any other manager and any player has to do answer to the media after the games, I want referees and umpires to do the same. Get Angel Hernandez on the stand over there, and you ask him, sir, what did you see in that? I mean, seriously, it's as soon as you see his name on the umpire cart, you know something's going to go awry. You just know it. The guy stinks. It's time to hang it up, Angel Hernandez. You had an entire stadium full of people chanting derogatory things at you today at Yankee Stadium. And I'm sure it happens all. It's not just a Yankee thing, okay? You stink for all the teams. It's time to hang it up, Angel. Time to hang it up. You know what? Why don't you call me up? Because I want to ask you what happened on that play. Why do you continually... I mean, it's embarrassing. You are the single most reason why I want, and I am advocating for robotic umpires. I mean, robotic strike zones. You are the reason. It's embarrassing. Stop it. 877-337-6666. We go, let's go Josh in the Bronx. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Danielle. No, about those robotic umpires, don't they have that rule going into effect next year?
I don't know if it's official.
But anyway, on the Yankees and the Mets, it's still early. Anything is possible.
Yep.
The same thing with all the other New York teams. Look, you know, the Jets, the Giants, the Knicks, you know, I could go on. You know, this is spring, and hope is eternal on everything. Everybody is still looking up. So what? The first 10 games mean nothing. Look to the next 10. Maybe they'll win the next 10 in talking about the Mets. The Yankees, everything's good. And as far as the umpires and the referees, what you just said, I'm in full agreement with you. Hold everybody accountable. Thank you for taking my call. God bless you. Let's have a great show.
Yeah, let's go, Josh. I appreciate that. That's exactly right. Hey, the Mets have to look at this, like you said, in chunks, five games, one series at a time, and climb themselves, claw back into this. Because the Mets look like, I mean, look how that game ended. Just last night, I saw a tweet from Anthony DeComo. We were leaving the Yankee game, and I saw a tweet from Anthony DeComo. And he said, and here's exactly what he said. Oh, God, I got to find it. Here. The Mets just allowed a game-tying run to score on a walk, a stolen base, a strikeout-slash-wild-pitch, and a 62-mile-an-hour check-swing bouncer that somehow reached the outfield. The Mets now have the winning run 90 feet away with no outs. And then a three-run homer. I mean... maybe today's win is something to build on for the Mets, but for right now, the New York Yankees are absolutely steamrolling whoever steps in front of them. And I know it's a long season, but I'm just not talking about wins and things. I'm talking about the construction, the blueprint, the archetype of this Yankees team looks like it has it all. And that, of course, centers around Juan Soto. I'm Daniel McCartan, and there is no doubt in my mind that Juan Soto will be a Yankee for the rest of his professional playing life. 877-337-6666.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!